Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. May we bow in prayer. And our Heavenly Father, again we praise thee, because thou hast given unto us the assurance of our hopes. Thou hast set before us him in whom we may have the deepest confidence. He has taught us thy ways, and as we practice them, we receive tokens day by day of the fullness of thy salvation. Grant unto us, we pray, forgiveness for our sins. Forgiveness for the times when even on the roadway with Jesus we stray aside. Call us back constantly, attune us to thine own love and word and righteousness. May we see our future wrapped in this thy present. May we be constantly watching and aware of thy presence to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. We recognize thee sometimes in the sacrifices of men whom we see, who possess and give evidence of thy spirit. We recognize thee in the kindness of brethren. We recognize thee in the Christian spirit that comes into our homes. We recognize thee in the teaching of those who know thy word. Grant unto us to be ever conscious of thee, forgetting ourselves, even our past, becoming more and more unconscious of our present as we think of thy present, and forgetting the things we plan for the future as we trust in the future in thee. We know not how to pray as we should, but we can say, because the Master has taught us to say it and has revealed to us much of its meaning, not my will but thine be done. Ask what thou wilt and give what thou askest. Bless especially, we pray, our Board of Trustees as they come to plan for the ongoing of this school. May they see it in relationship to the needs of this generation and give us guidance and direction and help and strength as we try here to realize thy purposes for this seminary. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, I have this word to say about the coming of our Board of Trustees. They will be arriving beginning late tonight and then coming on through tomorrow, remaining for the official session through Thursday. If you can be around tomorrow afternoon and see the member of the Board of Trustees from your state, I'd appreciate very much if you would go up and speak to him, make him feel welcome, help him look about the campus if he has the time to do it. In whatever way you can, though, make these men feel that we are happy to have them here, that we recognize them as leaders in this institution, which is very important to all of us. I say again that one of the happiest things about life here is the smiles and the greetings that I receive from students and faculty, fellows, and others, but especially, I would say, from students. You may think that it's immaterial whether you smile at the president of the institution or not, but I'm constituted so that it's quite material. And I think I know people well enough to know that other men are too. And so I hope that you will help them to feel a good spirit here. May I presume to stress again the fact that we will open the mite boxes the first time this Friday. I'll ask you to bring them by Mr. Funk's office. I hope that every student will have a mite at least in the mite box, and that we can have a good start on this. There are plenty of other boxes, and so when we open this one, you may have another one. I'm going to ask that they be put in the cafeteria this week, the one on each table, and if you will, that mite will help. We do want to be able to say that our students took a real interest, not only in this 10th year, which sort of stands out because it is the 10th, but in our effort to enlarge our library. And these mites go together to make a pretty mighty contribution if we do it rightly. I do hope we can. We have the privilege today of thinking again about a branch, an opportunity of service in the armed services of our country. There is still a need for chaplains, and we have with us today the procurement officer, or the chaplain procurement officer, for the southeastern states. He is Chaplain Sidney R. Crumpton, Lieutenant Colonel, and his headquarters are in the 12th United States Army Corps at Atlanta, Georgia. He is a Methodist and a graduate of Duke, so he knows something about Wake Forest at any rate, at least in the old days. May I take this occasion again to say that Duke has been very helpful, especially the Duke Divinity School has been very helpful to Southeastern since the day we opened. Our first word of encouragement from a sister institution came from the Divinity School of Duke University. Dean Binkley and I are going to have the privilege of going over there soon after chapel closes and see some of them again today. Now, Chaplain Crumpton will meet any who are interested in the chaplaincy here at the front of the chapel immediately at the close of the chapel service this morning. If you fail to see Chaplain Crumpton, we have Chaplain Hand, and I'll ask you to stand, Brother Chaplain Hand. He is one of our students, but he knows this work, and we'll be glad to confer with any of you brethren who would like to talk about it. I'm happy to present Chaplain Crumpton and urge you to listen, because I believe in this chaplaincy work.
Thank you, Doctor. Members of the faculty and friends this morning, I'm extremely happy to come back on your lovely campus. It was my good pleasure to visit here last spring for a little while. In fact, it was just before spring, and I was with Chaplain Hand, Chaplain Rivers, a graduate of this fine institution, now on duty at Fort George Meade. From time to time in my chaplain ministry, I see your good graduates in all parts of the world. But just coming up yesterday, I saw Chaplain Hughes over at Fort Bragg. He's very happy in his work. Doctor, when I was at Duke, I made it my business to come to Wake Forest quite often. I used to visit in the home of Dr. Easley. In fact, Dr. Easley married us. And I'll never forget the fine times I had at Wake Forest and the rich memories I have not only of his home but of this campus. It's a great institution and great people on it. Friends, I hope that many of you will have the opportunities that I have had to visit in foreign lands and see some of the good work that your people are doing, especially in the Far East. Dr. Abernathy over in Korea, I spent some time with him. In fact, I was over there a year and a half. I was invited over there by the government for a little tour of duty. You know, they do that to us every once in a while. They just invite you to go places. And in the chaplaincy, we are all ministers, first and foremost. I'd like to emphasize that. Occasionally, I'll talk to a seminarian, and I'm in different seminaries all over the country, especially right now in the Southeast, at Vanderbilt and Duke, and recently I was up at the University of the South. Occasionally, I'll find a man both in the seminary and just outside of the seminary in a lovely little parish or church. He'll say, "Chaplain, you know, I like the chaplaincy. I don't know too much about it. We talked about it in a class one day in the seminary, but I don't know whether I want to leave the ministry to go into the chaplaincy." Well, good fellows here in this seminary, and by the way, I must watch my watch. I have been instructed by my friend Chaplain Hand, and he's been taking real good care of me since last night. He says, "Remember, we get out on time." He pointed his finger at me and said, "Remember, we get out on time." I imagine it's a little thing, a few things you want to talk to about on the outside. So I'm going to watch that, Doctor. I know your time is so limited, and carrying over a trait of mine from the seminary, we're always anxious to get back to classes, especially Greek and Hebrew. A little homiletics thrown in for good measure. Well, men, I promise you, like the teacher said, stand up and speak up and shut up. I shall do those three things. And if I'm standing in too much light, and I believe I am, I might get a little reflection. I'll stand back just a little bit. But I want to say this, men. In our chaplaincy, you never leave the ministry to go into the chaplaincy. We are men of God. We are servant of all people. And wherever you go, and wherever Uncle sends you, I'm proud of our great government. I'm proud of your church. I'm proud of the churches here in our great land. Wherever we go, we carry the good news. We seek to save souls and lead them to the more abundant life by precept and example and teaching from this great book itself. No, indeed, you never leave the ministry to go into the chaplaincy. But we ask for the men who are qualified, a man who love the Lord, men who are willing to work long hours and give their very best, a man who seek, a man who love to serve people, men who realize that the chaplaincy is not an escape from a pastorate, but there in the chaplaincy you do ring bells, you visit people, you go to see those who are sick, you do lots of counseling with those who would like to talk to you. You visit in the hospitals, you visit in the prisons. Wherever the men go, on land, or sea, or in the air, or on transports, wherever they are, you go as a representative of God. You are a pastor to all men at all times. Now, this morning that I have with you, and I'll stay as long as I can, all the morning and part of the afternoon if I can, I would like to talk to you men that are interested in the chaplaincy. I'd like to say first that in coming into the chaplaincy, we only select these men that have the endorsement of their church. In other words, in coming into the chaplaincy, number one, you must have the endorsement of your church. My friend Dr. George Cummins from the Home Mission Board there in Atlanta will be up soon, and probably you'll get better acquainted with him. Some of you always already know him. But from any church, the first step is to come through your church. You must get your ecclesiastical endorsement. And then after that, in order to have that ecclesiastical endorsement, you must have your BD degree. You must be approved by the seminary to enter this program, which I would like to present as a staff specialist program. Today, a man, while he's in the seminary, if he's under 30 years old, he can prepare himself for the chaplaincy. There is no extra work required. There are no additional subjects added to your already heavy curriculum. But during the time that a man is in the seminary, if he's interested in the chaplaincy, coming into the chaplaincy, he can start getting ready. For instance, during the summertime, one summer, he could do it in two summers, the staff specialist, the man in the chaplaincy program, or the staff specialist program, he's sent up to Fort Slocum, New York, for further training. That's where he gets his additional training. Then upon graduation from the seminary, and upon the ecclesiastical endorsement from his church, and passing a physical examination and so forth, and then you're commissioned as a first lieutenant chaplain's branch. And that's in the reserve program. If you would like to go on active duty, you'll have to make a request to do so. And then if there are available quarters from your church, and then you are accepted for active duty. And then Uncle will give you a time at home, you know, training and being with the troops. And you have these little chapels along the way. And then one day, after about maybe 1.5 years or 2 years, you might get an invitation to go overseas. You pack up and go. And you stay over there a while and you come back. I'd like to say, in my brief ministry in the chaplaincy, which is almost 20 years, and 10 years beyond that as an infantry officer reserve, my wife and I, we've been together most of the time, except that period of time that I spent in Korea. But a man that comes into the chaplaincy today, he'll say, well, I'm not so sure I want to stay in the chaplaincy. I've heard a great deal about it. I know it's a wide ministry of great service. I know it's a very practical ministry, but I don't know whether I'd like to stay in it full time. And then that man may come in for a period of time, active duty, say for 3 years. And then he comes back to his parish or his pastorate as a reserve chaplain. And he keeps up his time in the reserves. But whether he goes on for the full time, he stays on, he'll get wonderful experience. He uses that experience to build on. If he comes back to the chaplain or to the parish or the pastorate, he has wonderful experience there to carry on her vital ministry in his civilian work. So men, the chaplaincy offers a great opportunity for service. We need dedicated men. We need consecrated men. We need intelligent men. We need sincere men, and we need friendly men. But of all, we need men who love God and know God. And through the church today, and through our good seminaries, we are able to get these men. We get them in order that they might get trained now in the seminary as a seminarian. And if the seminarian would like to become a staff specialist, commission a second lieutenant, and we have a number in this seminary, and then upon graduation and ordination and ecclesiastical endorsement, then they are appointed chaplain reserve. If they want to go on active duty, that's up to them. No one is called into the chaplaincy unless he volunteers to come. Gentlemen, it's been extremely good to have been with you this morning. I see this old clock here is coming around and telling me it's about time to stop. You notice I keep this in my hand. I made a little note last night that I was going to hold this watch because recently I was at a place, doctor, and I made mention of the fact that I didn't have a watch and someone pointed to a calendar. Well, friends, I've since said I take my watch. So good luck to you. Continue your wonderful work in this great seminary. And may I say, as an Army chaplain, I am so proud of the fact that I have met so many good people of your church throughout the whole world, serving God, bringing the great message of salvation and a better way of life to the boys in so many places who are looking for competent leadership. God bless you. And may we stand now for the benediction. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and yours and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm.